Integrity is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys and girls. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Today you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And today is Tuesday, July 31st, 2012. It's supposed to be 88 degrees here in the state of Minnesota. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out, please do. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E. Thank you for all the requests. I appreciate it. As long as we're networkers and we're doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving ourselves, let's link up and get the job done. This is our country, friends. Again, that's Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter, that's BradleyDean1 on my Twitter, BradleyDean1. Now, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And you can see that's exactly why we're on the radio today. We're trying to steer you back to the foundations as to who we are and where it is that we came from. If we don't know those two things, how do we know where we're going to? That's pretty important for people to know. We got some things, folks, if you'd like to check out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, or if you'd like to go to our Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty on our Facebook, you can check out some new topics we just posted, which is Sacramento International Airport evicts TSA screeners. Yes, you heard me right. What do you think all them perverts are going to do? Where do you think they're going to go try to find a job? Maybe in the White House? Well, they're going to have to. No one else will hire them. Sacramento International Airport evicts, you're out of here, TSA screeners. That's one of the stories that's posted. 20 million visit Huckabee's Chick-fil-A support event on Facebook. Woo! Do I hear a bunch of chickens out there? Do I hear them flocking around? Yes, that's what I thought I heard, friends. Did you hear that, friends? 20 million visit Huckabee's Chick-fil-A support event on Facebook. Can I say, keep it up, you leftist, whack, socialist, anti-American criminals? Keep it up! Because you just increased their friendship by 20 million visits. I didn't say one visit, friends. No. And I didn't say 10, and I didn't say 20. I didn't say 30. I didn't say 100. I didn't say 1,000. I didn't say 10,000. I didn't say 100,000. I didn't even say a million friends on Huckabee's Chick-fil-A support event posted on their Facebook. No, I said 20 million people rose up against the anti-American socialist agenda, homosexual marriage, and those that advocate the perversion, who spit against heaven, will surely fall upon their face sooner or later. They just did a free advertisement for our friends over at Chick-fil-A. That's one of the stories posted. I got a little excited about that one, didn't I? Well, I think it's important enough to at least highlight what's going on and how our leftist friends are actually helping the program. What is it that these organizations don't understand, like Home Depot? They want to hire Lady Gaga to promote her perversion. And then Target just recently came out, and they got their little gay marriage, their little homosexual marriage with the two men on the poster, and it's got the Target in the background. And so when they get married, you can go over there and just go ahead and sign up for all the presents that you're going to buy your little boyfriend or your new husband. Oh, my gosh, friends. You want to talk about daring God's justice? That's what the homosexual communities are doing. They are daring God's justice. And these companies, apparently, they're not listening to the American people, because they do it regardless of what the American people have said in 32 states when they said no to homosexual marriage. And the homosexual radicals couldn't have done the American people a better favor than in which they did just over the last week by attacking Chick-fil-A. Now the cat's out of the bag. Now they understand who the intolerant ones are. And I praise God for that, because now we have an opportunity for people to look back over at us and say, oh, now we get it, Bradley. Now we know who's doing the attacking. Now we know who the intolerant ones are. Now we know who's doing the bullying. Thank you, friends. Now you're starting to get it. God calls it an abomination, and there's a reason he calls it an abomination. Absolutely incredible. Folks, let me hit off this Sacramento International Airport, and they're dropping the TSA. It's interesting that that's in the same sentence. Sacramento International Airport. It's droppings. Did you get me? Droppings? The TSA? The TSA must be the droppings? Is that what they're saying here? And replacing all security screeners with private contractors after it was given approval to opt out of the TSA program. I'm curious to know who they got their approval from. Who was it that they got their approval from? I'm just curious about that. The airport will become the third largest in the country to ditch the TSA and hire private security. Amen. Airport Director Hardy Acri told reporters that he believes private screeners can do a better job than federal employees. You better bet your bottom dollar, brother from another mother. I think there's going to be a higher level of customer service. No, people will start to fly again. It might be better, less intrusive on us. I don't like how the government runs their business, said one flyer. In San Francisco, where TSA screeners have already been replaced, private security has been a success. It's been awesome in San Francisco, said one flyer. They get travelers through the faster, a lot faster. They do a better job finding test devices, and the morale is better than the TSA. Amen.
Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I just wanted to call to say that I really enjoy your program. I think this is a big part of the message you're trying to get out. Can't be said enough how important it is to be proactive in these times.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to be a part of the radio show, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, it's 1-877-807-9977. And by the way, just a little post-it note here for you as to what I was talking about right before the last segment. Go to Chick-fil-A restaurant tomorrow to show your support August 1st. It's to support Chick-fil-A Day. And speaking of that, I wanted to tell you guys about Mr. Rahm Emanuel, because we know that the mayor in Boston also attacked Chick-fil-A, and then when they found out that that was a big lawful no-no, they tucked tail and they ran the other way. But I shared with you last week that you know that Rahm Emanuel, just to clarify myself, Rahm Emanuel is a lifetime member of the gay bathhouse in Uptown Chicago. So if you're wondering why he attacked Chick-fil-A, now you understand. And speaking of corruption, let's talk about a little bit about the corruption that takes place in Chicago. Because it's interesting that what happens is when you see these men, the Bible says, take heed that you stand lest you fall. And the Lord will take the prideful in their own craftiness, or the wise in their own craftiness. And what you see in Chicago, I wanted to do a little homework on the corruption in Chicago government. Because of Rahm Emanuel and because of President Barack Hussein Obama. And I came up with a little list here as to who is in government, because we all know about Rod Blagojevich on 18 counts of federal corruption charges, including conspiracy to commit and wire fraud and solicitation of bribery, including charges that he tried to sell or trade President Barack Obama's old U.S. Senate seat. So, folks, we know Governor Rod Blagojevich is in federal prison right now on 18 counts of corruption charges. Okay? That was a governor in Chicago. Otto Kerner, a Democrat who was governor from 1961 to 1968, served less than a year of a three-year sentence after his 1973 conviction. Listen to the charges, friends. Bribery, tax evasion, and other counts. He was convicted of arranging favorable horse racing dates as a governor in return for getting Horse Racing Association stock at reduced prices? Kerner died in 1976? Well, good for him. I wonder how that worked out when he stood before God on that final day. The scripture tells us it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Folks, what we're seeing is Chicago setting themselves against God. They set themselves at war with God, and we see at length it doesn't last very long, does it? Because God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap, and they reap it quick. Don't ever think you're going to get one over at the Lord or on the Lord. Because the law is perpetual. It's always at work in the spirit against sin. That's why corruption is always surfacing, friends. Jesus said there's nothing covered that shall not be made known. There's nothing hid that shall not be made known. And we see that all day long. Let's go to the next guy in Chicago. Corruption in Chicago government. Dan Walker, a Democrat who was governor from 1973 to 1977. He served a year and a half of his seven-year sentence after pleading guilty in 1987 to bank fraud. Folks, they're totally upside down in Chicago. And they're upside down in Chicago because you have a moral issue problem with the politicians there. Same thing in California. You Californians know exactly what I'm talking about. You have an economic problem because you have a moral problem with those that serve you, we the people, in government. They forgot thou shalt not steal and thou shalt not lie and thou shalt not covet and thou shalt not kill and thou shalt not commit adultery. See, they're at war with God and God wins the day. Dan Walker, his misapplication of funds and perjury, as well as his bank fraud, were the charges that were brought against him. And this was the charges that were brought against him, knowing all the well that he was the governor in the state of Chicago. Wow. What about George Ryan, a Republican? See, folks, there is no difference except the face. And let me remind you what Benjamin Rush rightly said. It's one of our founding forefathers. He's a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He was asked, how is it that you can serve in a Democratic and independent office and a Republican office? And Benjamin Rush rightly said back to him, he said, I'm neither of those. He said, I'm a Christocrat. I love the kernel of truth when I say this to you. Folks, we only have one God and we only have one Constitution. We have one national flag. We have one national pledge of allegiance. We have one form of currency with our father's name on it. I mean, everything is one in our country. And what we're seeing today is we see the Democrats and the Republicans, and what do you get? You get divide and conquer. Because people think for some reason the Republicans can break the law when they're in government or they're in power, and then when the Democrats are in power that they have the right to break the law. That is absolutely untrue. If the right breaks the law, they break the law. They're criminal. If the left breaks the law, they're breaking the law. They're criminal. They're all supposed to abide by the Constitution of the United States, in which they swore to uphold. But back to George Ryan, a Republican who was governor from 1999 to 2003, was convicted of corruption in 2006 for steering state contracts and leases to political insiders and helping cover up bribes paid in return from truck license or driver's license while he was Secretary of State and then governor. He's serving a 6.5-year prison term. Talking about corruption in Chicago. Let me say this again, friends. You have a moral issue with these people. They stole. They lied. I'm sure in many cases they murdered. They probably just went to jail for those that surfaced, the crimes that surfaced. But the bottom line is when you look at through the eyes of Scripture, if I can go over to the church really quick and just bring in Scripture, I think it's important for everybody to hear. When Jesus was rebuking the religious hypocrites of the day, he told his disciples to beware of the leaven of Herod, government doctrination, and beware of the Pharisees, the leaven of the Pharisees, church indoctrination. He said to the religious people of the day, he said, listen, these people have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you have to done, said Jesus, and not to leave the other undone. And we wonder what's going on in our country today when I'm talking about the corruption alone in Chicago. Folks, that's just Chicago. That's a little history. And by the way, it was just an unction. I just said to our producer, listen, check up on Chicago corruption. I want to know what took place there, what's taking place there, because we got Rahm Emanuel who thinks he's above the law, and I see the people in Chicago suffering because of his lawlessness. And let me tell the people in Chicago, you suffer from his lawlessness because you tolerate his lawlessness because, I bet, let me take a guess, because you're lawless. Nowhere can you see men turn themselves against God and prosper. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. The nation that forgets God will be turned into hell. And here we are. And here's Jesus in the New Testament who came to manifest himself, to establish the law, and to fulfill the law, the moral law, in which, in fact, he never abrogated it anywhere. He said, listen, you've overlooked the law of judgment, mercy, and faith. And that's why you are in the particular situation that you are in. Your sin is before God, not before man. And until man figures that out, it's never going to be righted until you correct the wrong through repentance before God. Listen to the blessed people of God. And by the way, we are a Christian nation. The flags that were flying during the revolution were no king but King Jesus. Appeal to heaven. We can look at the Liberty Bell, Leviticus 25:10, proclaim liberty throughout all the land. We see his name on the money. We see God, through Moses, giving us governments in all of our civil buildings. What is a man that is blessed by God? Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy laws, King James Version, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. In other words, the righteous need to be strengthened against the wicked. And when that day comes where there's going to be natural warfare, not just spiritual warfare, the righteous will win the day because the pit has been digged for the wicked and they will fall in it. Rest assured. The Bible says the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance, but judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Now, friends, when I come back, what I want to talk about really quick is what a commentator by the name of Matthew Henry rightly said about the poor. Poor in the Bible doesn't mean you're broke, friends. It means you lack the righteousness and you're destitute of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, that number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Talking about law to judgment. I'm sitting here looking at my little constitutional book, and it says, you have rights to all earthly governments, rights that cannot be repealed or restrained by human laws, rights derived from the great legislator of the universe. That would be none other than John Adams, the second president of these United States. Wow. You know, I was talking on a radio program yesterday, and I was asked the question as to who we are, what we do. And the point of government came up, and I had said to this particular individual on this interview, we got interference going on, that it's interesting that when you go into civil buildings, you see where God gave government through Moses. And people are still confused as to what's going on. And if you read Exodus 18:21, you can see where republicanism comes from. And I know oftentimes, you know, more than not, let me tell you this, friends, more than not, when I bring up the Word of God, people love that. When I bring up the Constitution, they love that because they know that that is our foundations. But every once in a while, you just, oh, you know, I just don't agree with that. Well, then you don't agree with who we are. John Witherspoon, one of our founders, and those that helped establish who we are through our documentation, John Witherspoon, he rightly said that, listen, atheists are enemies to this country. Those that don't call them Christians are an enemy to this country because our founders know where their rights came from. And not to get to that point again, but it's so obvious as to who we are and where we came from. I even had one lady during an interview ask me the question, so, you know, what about the lines between church and state? And it's like, ma'am, let me tell you a little something about your history. So I ran through it. you know, you go to Washington, D.C., the National Monument has Praise God on top of it, and on the stairs you have scriptures from the bottom to the top of it. Christian crosses over the heads of our soldiers. You know, and then you get these people, oh, you know, the Masons and this. I'm not talking about Masons. As a matter of fact, I'm not talking about Baptists. I'm not talking about Catholics. I'm not talking about Wesleyans. I'm not talking about Lutherans. I'm talking about Christians. They all name Christ, right, as their head. Isn't it interesting, all the division you have in the body of Christ, the schism, as they call it in Scripture? Because man won't call themselves Christians because they don't want to be Christ-like, because it's not their interpretation after all. But in saying that, during this interview with this young lady, she said, what about the lines between church and state? So I go through the history of the United States in about 2 minutes. And all of a sudden she says, yeah, we haven't been doing a very good job of separating the two, have we? And it's just like, ma'am, how do you separate fish from water? You don't. They live in water. Well, we live in the air that our Creator gave unto us, too, don't we? You know, the Bible says that without the Spirit, the body is dead. So how close is God to us? Well, are you still breathing? Are you hearing me? Are you visualizing things? Are you tasting? Are you eating? Are you drinking? Are you loving? Look at creation itself. Look at how awesome God has been unto each and every one of us. So in saying that, guys, we have to understand that government came from God. And then we got the other jokers on the other side of the spectrum who like to say, well, you know, that's theocracy, Bradley. We know how you would like to rule. Well, what do you mean, like, how I'd like to rule? And again, how many times I've said to the American people, everybody's complaining about a government that's not ruled by God. They're lying, they're stealing, they're cheating. They're corrupt. What do you think corruption charges are? They're lawbreakers, they're criminals, they're sons of Belial. So you get the argument, if people are just so absolutely ignorant. Or how about this one? When you do colleges, the students say, well, you know, I just don't believe the Bible. Really, you don't believe the Bible, huh? I said, what do you believe? Well, I believe this, I believe that, I believe this, and I believe that. I said, well, who told you that? Oh, my professor. Now, where's that professor taking? Is he leading you to freedom, or is he leading you into bondage? Enough said. To whom the Lord makes free or sets free is free indeed. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, not bondage. People are so confused as to who we are and where we came from. And then they wonder why there's no resolve. You need to read Isaiah 59 when you get some time, friends. But listen to this. For those that have ears to hear and eyes to see and a heart to receive, Matthew Henry rightly said, to whom was Christ to preach? To the poor. To those that were poor in this world, to those who were poor in spirit, to the meek and humble, and to those who were truly, ready for this, friends, sorry for breaking God's law. Amen. That's why Christ died. When you look at Christ on the cross, guess what? Our sin's put in there. And if we're sorry for it, we'll never do anything in our power and by the power of grace to offend God in any sense of the word again, because we're so thankful for what His Son did for us. I go on. When He speaks to the brokenhearted, He doesn't mean those unhappy people whose hearts are aching because they've been jilted by a sweetheart, but those who are contrite. They're broken. Like Peter and Isaiah, those sorrowing over their sins. Matthew Henry said of the poor again, for He was sent to heal the brokenhearted, to give peace to those who were troubled and humbled for sins before God, and to bring rest to whose and to they who were heavy laden, and the burden of guilt and corruption. I'll never forget the time that, it was in the 90s. I'd broken the law on two different occasions, and I remember going to the judge, and I remember that was about the time I started to call out to God because I was scared to death as to what the judge was going to basically pronounce upon me. And I went into court, and my lawyer said to me, Bradley, you're going to jail for 90 days. This was when I was a little rebel. And I just went in there just completely broken. And I said within myself, I will never, ever break that law again. I am so sorry that I ever broke the law in the first place. That's true repentance, friends. The judge didn't know this. The human judge didn't. But I went into court, and I remember crying out to God saying, I will never do this again. And I remember the judge looking at me, and she said that she called me out first. Instead of waiting to see me laugh, she called me up first, and she said this to me, quote, unquote, "I don't know why I'm doing this, Bradley, but the only thing I want you to do is get an evaluation." It was for partying friends. And I didn't really even like drinking anyways. She said, "I don't know why I'm doing this, but I want you to get an evaluation. I'm not going to give you any jail time. Just go get evaluated." And of course, I went there and they said, "He doesn't have a problem with drinking." No, I didn't. And I don't. And I never have. But I was so thankful that that judge did not throw the book at me, that she showed mercy to me, because I already said within my heart, and only God knew, that I would never break that law again. That's true repentance. And because of the mercy shown to me, I was so thankful. I wrote a book and I sent it back to that judge. I said, "Judge, do you realize that you changed my life? God used you to change my life. I will never violate that law again." That is contrition. That's true contrition. And it was before God. And you know what? I have never even thought about breaking that law again, because I've seen what Christ did for me on the cross. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek, power under control, and lowly in heart. And you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Well, some say, "Well, you know, we're taken captive by the devil's will." Let me tell you something, friends. The devil didn't make you do anything that you didn't choose to do on your own. You have a dispensation by God. I don't care who you are. You weren't born any certain way that you cannot, that you don't have the power within yourself to do the right thing. Well, let me say this. If you got the power to do the wrong thing, then you have the power to do the right thing, don't you? "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live." You see how that works? If I want to drive a car, I got to obey the law, don't I? And I have a choice when I get in that car to break the law or to obey the law. If I break the law, the cop busts me for my crimes before him. And God forbid that you do that. But for those that think, "Well, you know, the devil takes me captive at his will." Listen, the captives are those that are taken by the will of the devil to do his will. The blind are those whom the god of this world has blinded to the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. The oppressed are those who are oppressed by the devil. Well, great. That's wonderful. You know, the Bible says where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. How many people walk around saying they're saved and they're going to heaven, but they live like the devil all day? Isn't that crazy? I thought grace abounded. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. In other words, grace much more abounds over sin. So you have power over sin to overcome sin. And I don't care what it is. What about those that are just, you know, they're so humble? You know, I'm so human. You know, I'm so humbled by everything. And I'm, you know, I walk around with a false humility and everything. And it's false. You know what real humility is, friends? Being who you really are before God. And what the Holy Ghost does by the power to transform you into the image and likeness of His Son, Jesus Christ, that's who you really are. That's really power under control. You know, the Bible says, "For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble." But I want you to check this out. Humility is spoken of as if consisted in a deep sense of unworthiness, whereas it consists in no such thing. If humility consisted in a sense of unworthiness, the devil might be humble too, and doubtless are. If this is humility, convicted sinners might also be humble, and doubtless are they if this is humility. I scarcely ever in my life heard a minister speak of humility as if he had any definitely developed idea of what it really was. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll pick up these calls.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide
premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Take charge of your health. Get all-natural, innovative health products from the NewAffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. So let me take from the beginning of the show all the way to the end of the show and put it in a little nutshell for you there, friends. I was talking about real humility right before the break. And humility must consist in a willingness to be known and appreciated according to our real character. Now, it's been said that in the best of saints is the worst of sinners. But if we're always in Christ, we're always going to be the best of saints and never a sinner, because we've been saved by Christ from our sin. And how do we break ourselves from sins? We unite ourselves with Christ, and that's where we stay. We stay under his power. So when I go back to what I was talking about from the beginning of the show about the corruption in Chicago, friends, the problem with corruption in government anywhere is the fact that they're at war with God. This is real simple. They're at war with the police. They're at war. Those that are in government, serving in government, and they're busted for corruption, they're at war with our governments. And at length, when they're at war with our government, they're at war with the God that gave us our government. You see how that works? I'm just getting this thought right now. I cannot stand being around people who try to be something that they're not. They try to save face, but they lose face. And friends, I just got to tell you, out of my short term that I'm walking out now and knowing politicians, there's very few that I would trust as far as I could throw them. I can't stand them. I mean, without fail, when they speak, in their confusion, they always blurt out the truth. How many times I've seen them say things that they didn't mean, and they call it humility. Just like these guys in Blagojevich in Chicago. Remember when he got busted, folks? Remember the first thing he did? He ran to the church. The papers took pictures of him holding the hands of pastors because he was so innocent. And he put up the front in his hypocrisy as being some humble guy that would never do the things that he was charged for. Well, you just look at a little video of him and some conversations between him and his wife, and it's probably the most corrupt conversation I've ever heard in my life. Everything is G, D, and F, and this, and F, and that. But in the public eye, they act all humble, God-fearing. Folks, you simply know them by their fruit. And we don't want to get away from knowing them by their fruit. And it's not just Chicago that we're talking about, friends. We're talking about across this nation, we're dealing with people that don't practice what they preach. It's false humility. And let me tell you what real humility is. It's power under control. And it's being who you really are in Christ. And let me tell you what, when you look at Christ, he was nothing but bold. Remember the Bible says he spoke boldly and not as the scribes? And the word boldly means forward to danger. He is a lion of the tribe of Judah. He is a man of war. And don't ever forget that. And the grace of God, might I remind you, is the empowerment to overcome your sin. And the faith of the Son of God that he gives you overcomes this world. And it receives all things from your Father, which is in heaven. And the Word of God says this. Listen carefully, that it's his good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. But go to Matthew 6:33 first, where it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. I'm going to take these phone calls really quick, and if I have enough time, I want to go through three little stories that are actually kind of humorous, but they're true stories. I got Dave in South Dakota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
I just wanted to say you were making a point earlier. You know, I actually have a couple points. You were making a point earlier, you know, about how everybody serves something. You know, people don't realize it, but, like, true Satanism is just worship of self.
That's right.
You know, and you see a lot of people that you can go to church that do that, you know, with a prosperity doctrine and all that, you know. And then the second point that I had, you know, my own personal thing is I actually overcame that kind of stuff. You know, you don't see a lot of people in the church overcoming things. Yeah, they say they are, but are they doing anything with what they've been given? You know, it's like Christ calls us to go out and do something with that. Take it to the people and talk to them about it, you know.
Right. Can I ask you a question, Dave, without being rude about it? But are you like a broken record or something? Because I keep hearing you say, you know, you know, you know.
Well,
if someone's standing next to you, can you have them bump you really quick? Because I'm really tired of hearing you say, you know.
You know, I think you're right.
No, I'm talking to one of my friends. You know, last time I got into it with Dave on the radio, we had one lady call and say, oh, I just cannot even believe the way that you treated that guest. Well, let me call into your radio show then, man, and then we'll take it from there. How does that sound? Hey, but no, I totally agree. Dave, let me go back. I'm just having a little fun with you, but let's go back a little bit. When I first came into the church, I thought it was going to be the safe place. I thought everything was going to be completely different. When I got into the professed church, let me get that straight, the professed church in America, I seen that's where the problem was. Because they were using the grace of God as a cover-up to do whatever they wanted, but yet they were still heaven-bound. And then when I read the Bible, I couldn't see what they were saying. And I found out, wait a second, I remember one time going to the pastor, and I said to him, I said, hey, I got a question for you. How come the Bible says we're supposed to do this, yet we don't do it that way? You know what he said to me, Dave? He said, we just don't do things like that anymore. But I said to him, I said, it says in Malachi 3:16, I am the Lord thy God and I change not. And then I went over to Hebrews 13 where it says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I said, God didn't change. I said, you changed. And that's why you don't have any power with God to transform the lives of men and women, namely sinners, that really truly do come to the church to find Christ. And I remember one time Charles Finney said this. He was a famous Great Awakening preacher. He walked into a church one time and the people said, hey, would you like us to pray for you? And you know what he said to him, Dave? He said, why would I have you pray for me when you yourself don't get your prayers answered? He was exactly right on the money. God is who he says he is. But you know what? It was also that God through his son, Jesus Christ, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And he led the way by saying, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. And through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. And guess what's missing? How come you don't see any trials and tribulations? You just see self-inflicted trials and tribulations. And what it is the wrath of God that abides upon the children of disobedience. These aren't obedient kids. They're not getting in trouble with God for the right reasons. They're getting in trouble with God because of their reaping of what they're sowing, because they're eating the fruit of their own ways.
That's right. The enemy is within.
Amen.
And a lot of people don't realize that, but it's going on in the church as well.
Oh, that's the problem. The church is called to be the moral compass of society. If that goes, everything else goes. Thank you for your call, Dave. I greatly appreciate it, friend. And I love his enthusiasm. We get Julie calling every once in a while, too. I just love that, because these are adamant goers. And you can tell that they're out there doing something, and they're studying the Word of God. But here's a story for you, friends. A Munich school teacher once said that 10-year-old Albert Einstein would never amount to much. How'd that work out for him? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Folks, that is the furthest thing from the truth. Words cause wars and words end wars. But in this particular situation with Albert Einstein, it didn't amount to much as to the condemnation, the man, the teacher that was thrown those harsh words on a little 10-year-old boy named Albert Einstein, because he did amount to a whole bunch, didn't he? Hey, can you turn that light on over there? Of course, I'm kidding. But it's true. In 1962, the Decca Record Recording Company said, as they turned down the Beatles, they said, "We don't like their sound. Groups with guitars are on their way out." Huh. Wow. Folks, life is an uphill battle. Don't ever forget that. It's hard. Good things come out of those that are willing to fight to get them good things. When a man's vehicle broke down on a highway, a woman pulled alongside him and asked him if she could push start his car with her car. He said that his vehicle was an automatic and therefore needed to be pushed at 35 miles per hour before it would start. The woman nodded, okay, turned her car around and drove back down the street. She then did a U-turn and hit the man's car at 35 miles per hour. That was not thinking. Oh, this is terrible. Listen, friends, in San Diego in the late 1980s, a man named Tony visited a convalescent home and began speaking with an elderly lady. As he talked, he helped himself to some peanuts from a jar at the side of the old woman's chair. After some time, she asked the woman if she would like a peanut. She replied, "Oh, I can't eat them things, dear. I just sucked the chocolate off and dropped them in a jar beside my chair." Oh, oh my God. Is that nasty? What? Well, you got Bradley with the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. You'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Talk to you in 23 hours. See ya. Hey, guys, don't eat any of them peanuts by Grandma's chair, okay?
Yes, we are the Sons of Liberty.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.